News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The heartbreaking goodbyes are already beginning for the victims of the New Year's terror attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans that killed 14 people. CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca is there.
The first funeral. This for 18-year-old Kareem Badawi, who was a freshman at the University of Alabama. Along Bourbon Street are 14 crosses and images honoring those who died. The growing tribute includes a wall where one mourner wrote, "We will never forget. Terror didn't win."
The decorated soldier who shot himself in the head before blowing up his Tesla Cybertruck in Las Vegas left a note saying the explosion should be a wake-up call for the country's ills. An ex-girlfriend says he showed signs of a traumatic brain injury after serving in Afghanistan. No one was badly hurt in the explosion. President-elect Trump faces sentencing next Friday in his hush money case. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more.
The president-elect's legal team had argued the so-called hush money case should be tossed out because he won the presidency. New York Judge Juan Merchan disagreed, ordering the president-elect into a courtroom next Friday, either in person or virtually, and signaling Trump won't serve time behind bars. Instead, the president-elect appears headed for what's called an unconditional discharge, meaning he'd be a convicted felon in the eyes of New York state law, but face no other court or jail time.
Trump plans to appeal. The first major snowstorm in the east of the season is forecast to hit early next week after blowing over parts of the Midwest and South. CBS News Baltimore reporter Ashley Paul.
City leaders say they have pre-treated the roads with brine, and 250 pieces of city equipment and 400 contractual vehicles are on standby.
Please, especially when the snow is at its heaviest, don't drive. That interferes with the great work of our workers who are out there trying to remove the snow and make it safe for everyone else.
A new Congress was sworn in after a vote to establish who will serve as Speaker of the House. Here's Paul Toscano.
House will be in order.
And with that, the 119th Congress began its session with Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House once again. He secured the position with 218 votes, the bare minimum. The vote was held open for about an hour with Johnson just under the votes that he needed until two Republicans changed their votes and put him, if not over, at least on the top.
A groundswell of Americans from every state, race, and religion who now demand that we put the interest of Americans first again. And we will. And we will.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A rock star takes a tumble.
The man known for both screaming and sedate guitar solos was taking a walk while vacationing in Hawaii. His management company says Carlos Santana fell. He fell hard and broke the little finger on his left hand, which required several pins to repair it. They say Santana is expected to recover completely, but recovery time will be at least 6 weeks without playing any guitar. Among other things, it means the postponement of Santana's Las Vegas House of Blues residency, which was supposed to start January 22nd. Peter King, CBS News.
Victoria State in Australia is sweltering under a heat wave. The state in the southeast is warning about possible bushfires. Temperatures are about 25 degrees above average, hitting almost 100. Fire bans are in place in a couple districts where the fire danger is labeled as extreme. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above, wind chills at times below zero. Sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s. A few more clouds on Sunday, highs to the mid-20s. Maybe some snow Sunday night and Monday. Right now it's 13.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Wrong.
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying school? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. close the door to your heart and you turn the key, lock your love away from me.
Love is here, and on my silent night you're gone. You made me love you, and on my silent night you're gone. You said love and you would make life beautiful when it's past day. But as soon as love came into my heart, you turned and you walked, just walked away.
You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there. And the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Oh,
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Time for the pain. Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Yeah! Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Changed but you, and now you've gone.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The New Orleans New Year's attacker may have been planning the assault for weeks. He rented the truck used in the attack in the middle of November. Federal officials released bulletins about their investigation. CBS's Sam Vinograd explains why.
After a mass casualty event like what transpired in New Orleans, federal authorities ensure their partners have the right information by disseminating bulletins. We know that they disseminated a bulletin, for example, warning about the risk of copycat attacks, and they also conduct calls.
President-elect Trump now faces sentencing Friday in his New York hush money case, shortly before he starts his second presidency. Katrina Kaufman reports.
You know, just because you were elected president after a jury made this decision, really, it's not the general public that can change the verdict. The jury is the only one who sat in that courtroom, who heard all of the evidence. So the fact that the public then decided to elect Trump in